So many kids in small centers like Niagara-on-the-Lake are talented enough to play hockey at a high level. However, their opportunities are limited because of restrictions in place by the Ontario Minor Hockey Association. That's the way Sean Simpson sees it. And to him, it's time to make a change. To that end, he has posted an online petition on change.org to widen access to A-level hockey for young players in NOTL and other small communities in Niagara. Besides NOTL, the list includes the Fort Erie, Pelham, Port Colborne and Thorold Hockey Associations. As of May 28, his efforts had gathered 728 signatures toward his goal of 1,000. The petition is directed at the presidents of Niagara's local minor hockey associations and representatives from the Niagara District Hockey League and the OMHA. The NOTL Wolves Minor Hockey Association fields travel teams who compete at the B level, or Tier 1 in OMHA parlance. Some of the best players in NOTL will often vie for a roster spot with the North Niagara Stars AAA team out of St. Catharines. Besides NOTL, players from Smithville, Beamsville, St. Catharines and Grimsby comprise this team playing at the highest minor hockey level. If a NOTL youngster is unsuccessful with the Stars, they can try out for A teams in St. Catharines, West Niagara, Niagara Falls or Hamilton. However, only 3 roster spots for each team are open to kids who don't live within each municipality's boundaries. Simpson has seen it firsthand as both a parent and a coach. In April 2023, his 11-year-old son Luke's Wolves team skated their way to an OMHA provincial silver medal after whipping through the Niagara District Hockey League competition. "It was a successful year," Simpson recalls. "But outside of the really competitive games we had against Thorold and at a few tournaments, we played against teams who weren't as good. We had a lot of games which ended in blowouts. I would argue that it wasn't as good for their development to play those games." For the 2023-2024 season, Luke tried out for the Stars' AAA team. When he didn't earn a roster spot, he was successful with his A tryout in St. Catharines. But many others were not. After the season, the AAA, AA Centers, Niagara North and the Southern Tier Admirals, held spring tryouts for the upcoming season. Again, Luke made the All-Stars, as did a former Wolves teammate. Another earned a spot on the AAA U13 Stars. "I would argue that it wasn't as good for their development to play those games. But we had 3 or 4 other players from that team who should be playing A, too," laments Simpson. "The nightmare happens when you get to the tryouts and realize how many non-residents are trying out for the limited number of spots. You're not even caring about the other players, you're just hoping to be one of the top 3 non-residents." Simpson's petition calls upon the OMHA and their member local hockey associations in the Niagara region to review these restrictions and ensure equal opportunities for all youth hockey players regardless of where they live. "Let's give every child an equal shot at reaching their potential." Wolves president Pete Flynn says 18 non-resident players tried out for 3 import spots for a Niagara Falls U12A team this spring. "I've talked to Niagara Falls and other centers," Flynn says. "They truly believe you have to be way above one of their kids to grab an import spot. At AA, if an import makes the team, you're actually removing one of their own kids who should be playing that level. Why would they take a spot away from one of their own kids? And the same goes for a teams." Like Simpson, Flynn believes something needs to be changed. "If I don't see things change for next year," Flynn tells the local, "I would put in a motion at the OMHA annual general meeting, because I believe that awe should be unlimited. I don't think it would affect Niagara-on-the-Lake that much. I don't like keeping kids back from higher levels." "A lot of conversations happen about this but just don't seem to go anywhere," adds Simpson. "A lot of the other associations are talking about his and advocating for change." Simpson suggests that the A and the AAA systems could have the same rules, with no import restrictions. Another option is to link NOTL with St. Catharines in an agreement for players at A and A to play restriction-free in the bigger center. "Of course Niagara-on-the-Lake doesn't want to lose its travel program altogether," he explains. I think if it ran that way, there would be a way to figure out how kids could find the right spot, though. It also works backwards, where kids on the bubble at A and A could play on NOTL's B team. It's about coaches and associations working together to find ways that all kids from all centers can play at the most appropriate level, he suggests. The petition and the push for it on his social media channels is about gaining support and getting the conversation going. The nature of the petition is we need everyone to get behind it, adds Simpson, when asked about associations who may have parochial motives to fight a change. It's an education for those who are resistant to this idea. It's to give them a chance to have a real thoughtful process about navigating what could be done to remedy any concerns. Luke, who turns 12 in July, thrived last year with the St. Catharines A team. He was on a really good team, ranked 5th in Ontario at AA near the end of the season, says the proud father. Luke had a good year. He got more comfortable as the year went on and absolutely loved it. He belongs there. And he says it's not about Luke or any other player eventually making it to the NHL. It's about ensuring they are developing as hockey players by playing with the right teammates against appropriate competition. It's one level of ambition at a time. Simpson attended the Wolves AGM last Thursday where he spoke of the issue but did not file a motion as the subject is on the agenda for the OMHA's AGM on Saturday, June 8. The New Hamburg Minor Hockey Association has filed motions number 2024-02 and 2024-07 which both deal with non-resident player movement. Meanwhile, Simpson is happy with the response to the petition thus far, though he admits that with this issue arising year after year, some may be a bit apathetic toward signing it. People change with the wind a little bit, says Simpson. Getting it out there is all I can do. Whether a petition can do anything, I'm not sure. But it's worth the effort to make sure all kids are developing at the right level.